You were sent as a blessing. You were assigned to bring light, love, and guidance to people stuck in their ways. God positioned you strategically to help them, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, even financially. Yet instead of embracing your presence, they rejected it. They gossiped about you, mistreated you, took advantage of your kindness, and left you brokenhearted. But hear this, their actions will not go unnoticed. Every deed, every word spoken against you will reap its due. This is the time, the season, the moment when God is stepping in. He's removing you from their chaos, lifting you to a place of peace. The same ones who betrayed you will face the consequences of their choices. God reminds us, "Vengeance is mine." You don't have to stoop to their level or seek revenge. When they came against you, they came against God. When they mocked you, they mocked Him. You are His chosen vessel, His prized creation. Their rejection of you wasn't just personal, it was a rejection of His blessing. They had the opportunity to grow, to heal, to elevate, but they squandered it. Now the results of their decisions will unfold. Stay in your light. While God works on you, He will also handle those who wronged you. You are not forgotten, and justice will be served, not by your hands, but by His divine will. You were the blessing they didn't recognize. Now they'll understand the cost of mistreating what God sent as a gift. They had a choice, whether to cherish you, honor you, or treat you with the respect you deserved. Instead, they chose otherwise. Now some of you might think they've escaped the consequences of their actions, but God wants you to know today that's far from the truth. Don't waste another moment questioning if they're reaping what they've sown. God removed you from their lives for a reason, and what you see on the surface doesn't reflect what's happening behind closed doors. While they may appear successful, inside they're restless, burdened with guilt and regret over how they treated you. Sleepless nights, heavy hearts, and constant reminders of you haunt them. The same image of you they dismissed keeps resurfacing because God won't let them forget. If you felt their energy lingering, it's because they're thinking of you. Their thoughts pull on your spirit, making it hard for you to pass. But you're deeply connected to the divine, and your spiritual sensitivity allows you to feel what they can't say. They know they wronged you. They know they lost someone irreplaceable, and that realization eats away at them. Trust that God sees everything. No deed goes unnoticed. The seeds they planted, whether good or bad, will grow, and they will harvest accordingly. You don't need to track their progress or question their fate. God is handling it in ways you may never witness. If this message finds you today, it's a confirmation to let go of the worry. Stop carrying the weight of wondering if justice will prevail. It already is. Trust in the Most High and continue walking in your purpose. The same people who mistreated, rejected, and underestimated you are facing the consequences of their actions. It doesn't matter how polished their lives may appear on the surface. Some of you still cross paths with them and see them pretending they're thriving. Others watch their curated social media posts that scream happiness. But don't let the facade fool you. The truth of their reality is far from what they portray. Pride is their shield, a mask they wear to hold others, especially you, from seeing their struggles. They'll smile wide, post achievements, and act unbothered. But behind closed doors, their spirit wrestles with the weight of their choices. Their actions against you are not forgotten, and their consequences are unfolding, even if hidden from view. Nobody escapes the principle of reaping what they've sown. It's universal, applying to everyone, regardless of their position or status. That's why it's vital to treat others with kindness and intention. The seeds you plant today, good or bad, will eventually bear fruit in your life. You were sent into their lives with purpose, carrying a divine assignment. Whether they realize it or not, your presence brought light and a chance for growth. Even in the smallest encounters, you shift atmospheres. Whether at a grocery store, on public transit, or just in passing, your energy transforms lives. Your anointing isn't limited to grand gestures or visible acts. It's in your words, your presence, and your light. Those who rejected you didn't reject just anyone. They turned away from someone sent to elevate and help them. The weight of that decision is now theirs to bear. Trust that their journey is unfolding as it should, and their consequences are not your burden to carry. When God sends you as a vessel, whether to a family, a friend, or a stranger, and they reject or mistreat you, they set themselves up for consequences. Your assignment wasn't just about them, it was also about your growth. In the process, you gained wisdom, strength, and the ability to rise above the pain. Once God moves you from their presence, he begins his work. Your spirit, his spirit working through you, leaves, and the accountability begins. This is a time where those who wronged you will face the consequences of their actions. Whether they spoke against you, hurt you emotionally, or even physically, they will not escape the weight of their choices. You were God's chosen vessel, someone sent to bring light, healing, and love, and their rejection of you was also a rejection of him. Your loving heart, your compassion, and your patience were gifts, evidence of God's Spirit working through you. To mistreat someone operating in such purity is not something that goes unnoticed. God takes it personally when his vessels are mishandled, and he ensures that justice is served. Stop worrying about what they did or how they treated you. Let go of the idea of retaliation and rest in the assurance that vengeance belongs to God. The ones who wronged you might believe they've escaped accountability. They might walk around as if life is normal, but appearances can be deceiving. The seeds they planted will grow, and they will face the harvest of their actions. You don't need to carry that burden anymore. You've done your part. You showed up with love, grace, and sincerity. Now it's time for God to handle the rest. Trust him to bring justice and restore you while teaching them the lessons they need to learn. You are a vessel chosen for a divine mission, anointed by God for a purpose greater than yourself. When people come against you, they aren't just opposing you. They're opposing the work of God. God has equipped you to walk into chaos, to navigate the turmoil in others' lives, and still carry your own burdens. He gave you the strength to listen, to encourage, and to uplift while you manage your own challenges. That strength isn't accidental. It's intentional, designed for the work he's called you to do. But when others disrespect that assignment, when they mistreat, hinder, or mock you, they're not just attacking you. They're interfering with God's work. And God takes that personally. You don't have to fight back, because he's already taking care of it. Justice is in his hands. He sees everything, even the things you might not be aware of. If you're in a situation that feels overwhelming, trust that God is already making a way. If you're facing harm or abuse, understand that God doesn't want you to endure that. He's preparing a way out, and he'll handle those who have caused you pain. This is your moment to release the worry, let go of the hurt, and know that God's timing is perfect. God is bringing peace and restoration to you. He's replacing chaos with clarity, heaviness with joy, and wounds with healing. For those who wronged you, their time of reckoning is coming. Some will feel the weight so deeply, they'll have no choice but to come back and apologize. That's not for you to orchestrate. God will take care of it. The only way they can truly work is by turning around and making things right with you. That's how much you matter to God. That's how deeply he values you as his vessel. He doesn't take it lightly when someone wrongs you, and he won't let it go unnoticed. Don't waste another night worrying. Just because they seem fine doesn't mean they're free from mental torment. God sees beyond their facade and is already working on their hearts. He will humble them, leading to repentance and renewed understanding. You don't need to intervene. They'll face their reckoning. Focus on your healing and growth. Let go of the weight and trust him. Rest easy. God's plan is in motion, and he's got you.